And I would say you don't have to be intimidated by the who, what, where, when, how, and how. Don't begin questions with that, because Ion lets it ride. Yeah, it depends on.
We use it. We use it too, depending on the interface. We'll even soften that. This may be the softest thing you get today, because apparently there's lots of phylactic acid about today. But if you're using who, what, when, where, how, where, who, whatever those words are, we don't even know anymore. If you're using them to answer something or in a sentence, that's fine. But if that's how you begin an asking, the asking will end in tears. Because why did the rabbit go around the stump? Well, because he could. Well, that's not a sufficient question or answer. But if you say, is there something about the process of the rabbit going around the stump that could give me the why, we can work with. Because now you're engaging in the aspect of the articles of a preposition. Well, now that's interesting, because when you use that in the stone, the mortar of creation, it can be very fruitfully beneficial. But in order to, we'd have been 50 years working around that whore, as if that's what you're doing today, is whoring today, Bob, then it's just easier to move that aside until you can handle it. God's use who, what, when, where, how, and why, but they're not asking any questions. They're saying this is why, this is how, this is where. And if you're using it that way, it becomes logical. But what you're going to find is that the gods among you are going to spend less and less and less of their energy trying to edumacate you.